This is Ernie Fletcher, Governor of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Welcome to one of our state's most special days, filled with magnificent athletes, remarkable speed, and stunning surprises. It's the first jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown, Kentucky Derby 130 on 84 WHAS.
It's Derby Day 130. 84 WHAS is proud to bring you 16 continuous hours of Pain Control Network comprehensive coverage. Our full 84 WHAS broadcast team is standing by to keep you informed throughout the day with reports from the rooftop, the grandstands, the infield, the backside, the paddock, and the skies above Louisville. Now, 84 WHAS live team coverage begins from our Derby Day Broadcast Center at Churchill Downs.
We had a driving rainstorm early this morning. Cloudy skies now, more rain on the way, but what the heck? It's a beautiful day for dreaming if you happen to be connected to one of the 18 thoroughbreds that will run for the roses today here at historic Churchill Downs. Good morning and welcome to the most comprehensive coverage you'll find for the 130th Run for the Roses. We'll take you through the race and beyond with analysis, color, humor, heartbreak, and everything else that goes along with the first Saturday in May here in Louisville, Kentucky. The 130th Run for the Roses coming up just after 6 o'clock tonight right here on 84 WHAS. Guys, there were 34,539 foals born in 2001, 18 of them are here for the Kentucky Derby.
This is Cindy Sullivan, and we're down here right beside the track, and I'm talking to a couple of military police. Now, you guys, I want you to tell me what your role is here at the Kentucky Derby.
We are here to assist the Louisville Metro Police.
What other functions do you perform here?
We are a morale booster for the crowd. To provide security, we show our presence and just kind of interact with the people.
So you haven't had any trouble yet today, right?
No. Not at all.
Not expecting any either, right?
Hopefully not.
But you're ready if necessary. Yes, I see you are armed, so Christine and I will definitely behave while we're down here.
It's much quieter over on the backside. That's where E.J. Clark is. E.J.?
It is a little bit quieter. On the backside, we also had something planned with Kent DeSormo, a two-time winning jockey who won the Roses and will be riding Imperialism for the first time in Derby 130. And Real Quiet was his first Derby winner in 98. In 2000, he won the Roses again with Fusaichi Pegasus. But what are some of the things a jockey has to be cognizant about on an off track?
The number of goggles you wear. Yeah, make sure you can you can get around the track and still see where the hell you're going.
Our confidant to the stars is Ron Fisher. He's standing by with another celebrity interview.
Actor Jerry O'Connell back again. I know you attended the parties last night. You got here kind of early. Did you call an early night last night?
As early as you can do here in Louisville. You have a few juleps and you tend to stay out a little later than you probably should.
You're a pretty big race fan.
I am, yeah. I was here, this is my fifth Derby. I was here for the Breeders' Cup a couple of years ago. I love Louisville. Louisville just definitely knows how to do it.
Great. I hope we're treating you right then.
Definitely.
All right. Well, good luck to you.
Thanks, boss.
All right.
See ya.
Jerry O'Connell here up on Millionaire's Row. This is Ron Fisher on the Derby Station.
Time to hook up with Terry Myers.
Louisville's world famous for all kinds of things, but one of the guys who put us on the medical map is Dr. Joseph Kutz. How are you, Doc?
I'm fine, Terry. How are you?
Pleasure to see you, my friend. Happy Derby Day.
Well, thank you. So far, it's very good. I just won my first race.
I just noticed that. I like to see a guy get lucky right when he walks into the racetrack
That's
this.
That's probably the last time today, but anyway.
All right, your surgery is world famous. We all know for the hand surgery and the other things that have happened. Could you play a prank on a guy one time while he's sleeping and like remove his feet and put him where his hands belong and vice versa?
Well, I've tried it, only not when I've just taken one hand and put it on the opposite side. I've done that one time, but that's worked out pretty well because he lost both of them, but I put one on the other opposite side.
I'd love for you to prank a guy and take his ears off and put them on his forehead, just pointing forward.
Well, that would be a little difficult to do, but we're working on it. We're working on it.
The miracles you've worked over the years are pretty amazing. We're glad you put us on the map here, and I hope you keep winning all day, Dr. Kutz.
I hope to, too. Thank you, Terry.
See you. It's Dr. Joe Kutz and Terry Miners here for the official Derby Station, 84 WHAS.
Hi, guys. This is Cindy Sullivan. We're over here in the new part, and I'm telling you what, I have just come across a fabulous-looking couple. This is the best-dressed couple I have ever seen in all my years of coming to the Derby. Will you guys please introduce yourselves?
I'm Patricia Giddings, and I'm from Newport Beach, California.
And?
Gary, Malaysian, from Fresno, California.
And you guys come to the Derby often?
We've been here once before, and we hope we'll come back many more times. We love the people of Louisville.
Is that how you say it in Newport Beach?
That's how I'm trying to say it.
How do you say it now?
Louisville. That's how we were administered to say it.
So you guys have friends here in Louisville?
We unfortunately have some friends in Lexington and Louisville, so that makes it very nice for us. And we spent Thursday going out to all the farms out in the country in Lexington, and it was so magnificent. It's a great way to begin the Derby.
And making her first appearance at the Kentucky Derby is Francine.
Well, hey guys, as you know, it is my first Derby. I loved the Oaks yesterday, and if you were listening to my show, there was a little bourbon imbibing at 9:15 in the morning. But the real question is, am I going to enjoy the true taste of a Kentucky mint julep? Now, I'm standing here with Melinda and Joe. Joe's with the U of L ROTC, and he's one of the julep vendors. Now, tell me why I am going to love this drink, Joe.
Well, it's great. It's got bourbon in it. It's a Kentucky tradition.
Kentucky tradition. Now, people say it depends on the kind of ice. Shaved, crushed, whatever. What am I drinking here?
You're drinking crushed.
Here we go. The first inaugural sip of my first Kentucky mint julep. Some people say I'm not going to like this. We'll see. It's flavorful. Minty. You know, it's better than I thought it was going to be. It's sort of like lemonade with a nice minty kick. I like the julep. Good job. Yay!
Thank you.
I'm liking the julep. Thank you so much, Joe and Melinda. I may be hooked. Oh, my goodness. And even that sip's going to my head. I think I have to sign off for now. Francine, on your official Derby station, 84 WHAS. I need another sip of this thing.
I found a truck, a semi-tractor trailer in the infield that's a little different than your run-of-the-mill freight hauling vehicle. Josh Majeski joins me. He's a Wisconsin boy. Hey, Josh.
Hey, how you doing today?
What are you doing on this magical truck?
This is the Big Taste Grill, and we're grilling up a few bratwursts for these Derby fans.
Is this the biggest rolling grill in America?
Yeah, it is the world's largest touring grill, and we can cook 750 at one time.
Brats are important to the state of Wisconsin. Is Johnsonville an actual town in that state?
Johnsonville's an actual town with 36 people. It has a church, a bar, and Johnsonville's plant. It's a pretty nice town, though.
And everybody just eats this stuff all the time?
If you don't eat it, you don't live there.
Now, what'll happen to a guy if he's on a steady diet of Johnsonville brats? Does it make him stronger, cuter, sexier? What happens?
Well, it definitely does a little bit for the belly.
That's the beauty of living, isn't it?
That's exactly right.
All right, and what are the brats selling for this year?
Today it's $5, and the proceeds go to benefit Midwest Bartenders.
Okay. Who?
Midwest Bartenders.
You're helping bartenders who what? Don't have retirement fund?
Go to school.
Oh, I see. So they can learn how to cook brats better, I suppose.
That's right.
All right, and what's your next sporting event? Where are you rolling this semi to next?
Our next sporting event will be the Indy 500.
Okay, well, we'll see you up in Indianapolis in a few weeks. Good to have the Johnsonville folks bringing the brats. And how come, by the way, they're called brats and not brats, like spoiled, rotten kids?
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. We eat brats here and leave the brats at home.
Okay, very good. All right, Josh, thanks. In the infield, cooking up Johnsonville's. Terry Miners for the Derby Station, 84 WHAS. Ma'am, what's your name?
Lori Hedenberg.
And Lori, were you prepared for this kind of rain?
Absolutely. A real Derby person is always prepared.
Now, how did you do it? Because I see that you've got under this shelter right now.
Well, we watch the Weather Channel, and occasionally it's right, so we took heed.
Come on over here, dear. Your name is?
Mickey Dean from St. Louis.
Did you come prepared for this kind of weather?
Yes, we brought beer. Got what we need, our friends and our beer.
No, Tony, EJ, who do you like?
I'm going to take the Cliff's Edge, followed by Smarty Jones, and Tappet comes in third.
I'm going to take Tappet on top, the Cliff's Edge, and Master David.
Jeff Pecora, who do you like?
I'm going to take a box. I'm going to take the 10, the 11, and the 18. That's Imperialism, the Cliff's Edge, and Tappet. And I would love to see the Cliff's Edge win. I think Shane Sellers is doing it. I'd love to see him win with Tappet right there and Imperialism for a price, plus my wife wants me to bet it. So.
I go with Read the Footnotes to win the 130th Kentucky Derby.
Get Kentucky Derby. It's Lionheart on the inside. Smarty Jones on the outside has tackled him. It's Lionheart and Smarty Jones. Lionheart gamely holding on. Smarty Jones right there at his throat. Unbeaten Smarty Jones gets a lead. Smarty Jones begins to pull out. Lionheart is still second with Limehouse holding third. Read the footnotes is fourth. Here comes Imperialism with a late kick. But it is Smarty Jones. A 16th to go. Smarty Jones is in front. Smarty Jones is going to go perfect. He's 7-for-7. Smarty Jones wins the Derby. Lionheart is second. Imperialism closed for third. Limehouse was fourth. And then came the Cliff's Edge action this day. Birdstone and the others. The time of the race, 2 minutes, 4.06 seconds. And a sloppy 130th running of the Kentucky Derby.